things on my heart and doing some reading this week. I believe we're in the last days. Amen. And in the last days, things are going to get difficult. I believe God's preparing us for these things. Amen. We are going to be in a warfare. We are in a warfare. And I think it's going to intensify. And we're going to have to be determined to make it. We're going to have to be determined to make it. I appreciate what was taught or spoken, however you want to put it, Wednesday night in our service. Appreciate God just talking to us, talking to His children, correcting us. And correction's a good thing. It's a good thing. It may not seem so good right at the time, but it's a good thing for us. Amen? Amen. And I thank God for what He's doing in our lives. I thank You for what He's doing in the church. Matthew chapter 24. I want to share a little bit about this morning on being ready. Being ready for the end times. Being prepared for the end times. Jesus tarries. We've got some things we're going to face. And we need to be ready for them. We need to be determined to make it. Half-heartedness will not work. It will not cut it. We're going to have to give 100% to God. You're going to have a determination. I'm going all the way. And I'm not going to let nothing stop me or hinder me. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Verse 36. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. If you'll just hold that place in Matthew chapter 24, we'll come right back to it. But go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God's. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Now go back to Matthew chapter 24. Notice verse 10. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endured unto the end, the same shall be saved. Can you say amen to God's words? You may be seated. He that endured unto the end, the same shall be saved. How shall we live in these last days? Things that are we may face in the future if Jesus tarries. If Jesus comes today, we won't face those things. But if He does tarry, we need to know how to live and what we are going to do and how we are to act. How we are going to take on these struggles that we may face. How we are going to react to them. Are we going to run from them? Are we going to be able to withstand the persecution? Are we going to be able to stand against tribulation? Are we going to be able to stand against false prophets and false teachers? Are we going to be able to endure until the end when iniquity is abounding everywhere and people are getting deeper in the depths of sin and the love of God is being churned and people are not giving their hearts to God? Are you going to be able to stand in those last days? Are you going to be able to take a stand for what's ahead of us? We see these things that's going on. And all these things that are around us, I believe everybody will agree that we are in the last days. I believe that Jesus is soon to come. I hope He does come today.
Amen.
That would be great.
Amen.
That would be wonderful. Excuse me. And I'm looking for that. But I want to be ready for tomorrow if He does not come. Amen. Or the next day, I want to be ready. And what we must do, church, if we are going to stand in these last days, we have to have a made up mind. God is going to have to be first in our lives if we are going to stand in these last days. He will not take on second place, as we heard last week. He must be first in our lives. And we must put Him first in our lives if we are going to make it this day. In the book of Psalms, or Psalms chapter 27, the Psalm of David gave us a psalm here. And in verse 4, he declared some things. In verse 4, he says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." One thing Thomas David says, this is the desire that I have of the Lord, and I will seek after it. He didn't have a bunch of other things that he wanted to do. He wanted to seek after God first. He wanted God to be first in his life. And that's what it's going to take, church, is we're going to have our priorities right in God and seeking God. We must put Him first. He has to be first. There's a lot of things we have to do in this life. We have to work. The Scripture tells us these things. We have to provide for our families. We have to labor. There's things we have to do. If we don't do these things, if we don't labor, if we don't provide for our family, the Bible tells us that we're worse than infidel. We've got to do these things. These are things we must do. But in these things, God has to be first. I have to seek God first. Today, a lot of times, men have their priorities wrong. They put child first, and then maybe family, and then maybe God, or God may even be farther down the line than that. But that can't be so. God has to be first. And whatever I do, God has to be first. I have to seek God first.
Amen.
I've got to be in His will with my job. I've got to be in His will with my family. I've got to be in His will with my income. Everything I have, God has to be first in these things. And the psalmist David said, this is what I'll do. I desire of the Lord that I will seek after it, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. If you are going to make heaven, you're going to have to desire. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to seek after it. He tells us in the beginning of that psalm in verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Why? Because the Lord is first in his life. Why should I fear the